Live from Houston, Texas, this is Big Ideas Small Business with your hosts, Laura Camrath and Brian Gendron. And now, the music of Max Flynn.
I'm starting to feel a little crazy again. I think it's time I start to pack my things.
All right, good afternoon. Welcome to Big Ideas Small Business. Laura Camrath, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. I had a great Labor Day weekend.
That's right. It was Labor Day weekend.
I went to the beach at Port Aransas and went wave surfing with my friend, my family and boyfriend, and had a pretty awesome time.
That sounds pretty awesome. I was nesting. We're about 3 weeks away from expecting our second child. So taking stuff down for the attic. Thank you. And you, sir, Mr. Lawson Gao, is our guest today. He is the founder and CEO of the Canon Houston. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, we're actually in the waiting room of the Canon Houston. We'll explain what that means in a little bit. But one of the things we like to do, Lawson, is start with a fun fact about all our guests.
Yeah, so I hear, Lawson, that you're an author.
I am.
Children's books?
That's right. Yep. Who would have thought? I've had sort of a lifelong hobby of writing poetry, and it just sort of trended lighthearted and fun children's poetry, and so I've had two books published. And
that's awesome.
And yeah, it's a nice reprieve from the work world.
Huh. Well, I've got a nephew. He's 2 years old, so I might have to check that out for him.
You should.
Awesome. That's pretty cool.
So before we get into your big idea, and it's a pretty big idea, we'd like to hear a little bit about your background. So if you spend a few minutes just telling us where you came from, how you got to this seat.
Sure. Well, I was born and raised in Houston, and that's relevant because it's the driving force for the entire big idea, my love for Houston. And I went to high school here, went to Rice, and then I started working.
Rice.
Yeah. Owl pride.
Yeah.
And I worked for a venture capital group for 3 years out of college, and then ultimately started the Canon.
So the Canon, I imagine that's the big idea we had.
It is.
Well, why don't you share with our audience a little bit about the Canon?
So the Canon is a startup hub in Houston. It's an entrepreneurial workspace. And so we're in the waiting room right now. This is a 20,000 square foot building that houses right now, I think, 75 different startups.
Wow.
And we surround those startups with programs, events, classes, speakers, mentors, investors, all the things that they need that equip them with the tools they need to grow. And so we're looking out the window there about 50 yards away is the real reason we wanted to be in this location. The real big idea of the Canon was building out 120,000 square foot workspace for entrepreneurs. As far as I know, the biggest co-working space in the world, and doing it right here in Houston.
Wow.
That is a big idea, Laura.
Yeah, so what came over you? What possessed you to, you know, how did you get this idea to build this ridiculously big startup warehouse?
Yeah, well, frankly, Houston has really not done a great job building up the infrastructure its startups need to thrive here. And lots of other cities that have no particular advantage over Houston in terms of access to money or top-tier universities have done this. They've developed these innovation economies that have dramatically boosted job creation and growth in cities. And so I was working for this venture capital group that was sort of scouring the world in search of these early stage big data analytics companies. And I saw these kinds of communities in all these cities besides my own. So I felt Houston needed, it was time for us to develop that kind of thing.
That's pretty cool.
And why West Houston?
Well, I looked for 8 months for a location everywhere from East Downtown to the Heights to Midtown. And actually, this is sort of a whole different Houston world. You know, we grew up in the same area, and it was sort of inner loop 610. And what ultimately led us to this spot was it's at the intersection of I-10 and the Beltway. It's demographically the center of the city. It's why it's city center is right out here. And it was sort of the best opportunity to support as many entrepreneurs as we could.
Terrific. Very strategic.
Yeah.
So how long have you all been operating here?
So we launched November 5th of last year. So it's been a 10-month sprint that feels like about 5 years. But it's been great. We've got a lot of encouragement from the community. It's been indicative to us that people are really hungry for this kind of thing. The traction we've gotten has been exciting. And now we've launched Canon Ventures, which as of May is a company that operates out of the Canon and gathers together angel investors in Houston and organizes events in which startups will come and pitch. And mm-hmm. we then facilitate the fundraising process for those startups and help them grow in Houston.
Oh. And it just, to me, it sounds like you have a mission, which is to effectively give startups everything they need in one spot, including bringing investors, mm-hmm. the space, basketball courts, all the fun stuff that you'd want surrounded, bars, restaurants. This is pretty incredible. One of the things when I first met you and heard about the Canon, I was like, how is he going to, one, how did he come up with the funding for this? So maybe we can get into that. And two, just how did you have the courage to have such a big dream like this at such a young age? Because you're a young man.
Well, on the funding, you know, I've been fortunate enough to have about 30 local investors who are all bought into the vision of what we're building, a global entrepreneurial campus. And that's been really validating as you're sort of shopping around your idea that maybe is total crap and maybe is really great, that people are willing to buy in literally and figuratively to what you're trying to create. I got conviction that this was the right thing to do and the right moment to do it in Houston because of these success stories that we've seen in other cities. You can tease out key determinants of success of how to consolidate all these players across the entrepreneurial stack and put them under one roof and the effects of that kind of density and how it can be transformative in a city. So it's really not reinventing the wheel. It's just placing the wheel in Houston. And that was a guiding force. And actually, I've received a lot of great mentorship from these types of things in other cities.
Hmm. So I have a question. I've read in the paper and, you know, I follow the startup scene a little bit in Houston, and I know the city is planning some sort of a big campus down mm-hmm. where the Sears building in downtown Houston used to be, or kind of midtown. Can you talk a little about the entrepreneurship and startup community in Houston, the city's plans, and how the Canon fits into, you know, what the city is planning?
Yeah. So it's a good question. It's a really exciting time for Houston. There's a rallying cry to get this right, and we're really poised to do so. And so simultaneously in the west area of Houston, we're building what we're calling the Founders District, mm-hmm. a whole campus devoted to entrepreneurs in Houston. And the Innovation District that you're referring to is, I think it's about 9 acres in the Midtown area. Mm-hmm. And so you've got these gigantic hubs being built, and Houston's really sprawling. So we can't just have one. We can't really just have two. We need more of these home bases for entrepreneurs. And the two that are getting created right now, man, are going to be a spectacle and get a lot of attention outside of Houston. So it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, that sounds like crazy exciting.
Yeah, it is. And we're increasingly figuring out kind of how we can collaborate with one another, and a rising tide lifts all ships. And so the more that we create stronger and stronger magnets, the more people, and by the way, there's this terrible reverse osmosis flow of entrepreneurs out of Houston into Austin and beyond. Mm. Well, we're trying to slow that flow and ultimately reverse it and be able to attract entrepreneurs into our city.
Mm. How do you do that?
It's slow, but it is creating these hubs that are birthplaces of innovation and sort of one-stop shop resource hubs for startups, to where they can work alongside other startups in the trenches with them every day, learning from each other, challenging each other, pushing each other. and also tap into a network of mentors and resources and investors that help their company grow.
I'm about to undertake an interesting thing over at the University of Houston. Do you do anything with the Wolf Center?
We just met with their group, and shame on us for not doing it earlier because it's an amazing program.
Right.
But we're excited to do some stuff. And if you know what Red Labs is, it's U of H's accelerator program, and we collaborate with them.
I mean, it's been nationally ranked in that space for years.
Yeah.
And so I'm about to become a formal mentor over there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm real excited about it. So hopefully you can tap into that network. I know being a Rice grad, that's certainly been an area. And they're also huge supporters of the entrepreneurial community.
Yeah, they're great.
It shocks me that it didn't take off sooner. Why do you think that is?
Man, I don't know. I think there are a couple factors. Maybe one of them is just that it's a cultural thing. It's an over-reliance on like the oil and gas industry.
Commodity.
Yeah. And I mean, we have a really low cost of living and really high paying jobs in booming industries historically. And so sometimes startup communities need to start from like the scrappy ones who've all just gotten fired from wherever they were working, and they got to create something on their own, you know? And I think it's been part of it.
Yeah, the oil downturn really became a tremendous opportunity for entrepreneurship in our city.
Like me.
But yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of casualties, smart people in oil and gas that lost their jobs. And I'm a firm believer in Malcolm Gladwell's 10,000 hours. If you've done it for 5 years, you can become a consultant. And a lot of times the companies would hire you back on as a consultant after they let you go. So that's just one example of how that played into your hand as you were starting this thing up.
But and just to offer an example of the culture of our city and how it's actually been sort of a detriment for the innovation economy is amazing in other ways. But I went to Rice, and so we have world-class engineers, and all of them upon graduation either leave for jobs somewhere outside of Houston or they get hired at Exxon, you know? And so there's not communities for them to go and find that can foster that kind of entrepreneurial spirit yet. Mm-hmm. We're getting there.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and y'all are doing a great job leading the charge. We were talking about it off air. Y'all's PR department has been terrific. I see you everywhere, and for only being in the market for 10 months, I think you guys are doing a great job.
Thanks.
And I certainly attended your opening party. And
we were both here.
Yeah, we got a nice picture together in front of your...
The step and repeat over there.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that the media's willingness to talk about us and people's willingness to show up for our events is indicative of how excited people are for this kind of thing to be growing in Houston.
I think you guys have done a really nice job too of fostering community. Mm-hmm. Because you know, at the end of the day, it's really the community of, you know, the other startups and people that you can talk to and mentorship and the support, because you know, starting a company is hard.
This is not the most beautiful building in the world. People don't come an office out of here because it's class A office space. They do it because we've carefully cultivated a contagious community, and they're attracted to that and energized by that and the passionate, uplifting environment.
Yeah, and your Slack. I like your Slack.
Haven't been on, but I heard it's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's just another, I'm a digital marketer, and so, you know, I like digital tools, and I think they've got a Slack, and it's just another place where community members can interact and talk about their day and what's happening, and if they have a challenge, or, you know, just invite people to come have coffee with them, you know, whatever it may be. So I think that's really nice. You guys have done a really nice job.
Well, as entrepreneurs, we absolutely appreciate your advocacy, and we like what you're doing for our city. And it sounds like everything's successful. But if you would, sir, would you mind sharing some challenges or some mistakes that you've made along the way?
Oh, there's plenty. I mean, this is an ambitious project, and so there's challenges on a macro level from like, oh, well, the steel tariffs, that affects like the build out of our building, things you wouldn't even think of, to, Harvey. I mean, we moved in here and we're going to launch in September, and it flooded, and we had just put down carpet. We had to rip up carpet and tear out drywall. And I mean, all in, like, holistically, all things considered, we don't have that much to complain about. But for, you know, you're getting ramped up to go, and then you have to pause and rip out everything you just put in. And I mean, they're setbacks, they're challenges for sure.
And that kind of stuff gives you resolve, and it becomes a part of the cannon's legacy.
It does. We had a rallying cry that was hashtag defend the cannon, and we put we had like 250 bags of sand we put around the perimeter of the building, and like, it was a good team building moment.
You were all there with your cannons.
We were going to war against the hurricane.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's an incredible journey that you guys have had so far, and so why don't we get into some of the success? Is the not necessarily just for you, but some of the people that have been in the co-working space. Maybe before we get into that, let's define how many folks have so far moved in.
Yeah, so we have around 75 companies. Wow. It seems like it grows every day.
Awesome.
And I've now gotten to the point where I don't know everybody's name in the space, and for a while I was keeping up with it, but. The community's grown really, really amazingly, and then there are some standout companies that in the last couple of months have gotten really exciting traction, have gotten, you know, a couple $1 million of funding lopped on top of them, and have exploded in growth. So a couple shout outs. One is Thrive, which is a hangover recovery supplement, and they got a round of funding from New York a couple weeks ago. They were on Shark Tank last year, wow. So that was exciting.
That's right.
Hangover recovery.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And we had one company that raised $50 million and had to move out of the cannon, and that's like a success, like a bittersweet success story, wow. Right? But they just outgrew us, and actually that's the goal, right? Is there, if people can graduate because they don't need a shared workspace anymore, they have $50 million. So, and then FanReact and DataGumbo both have seen tremendous growth and hired dozens of people over the last couple months.
Wow.
That's good.
That is good.
Yeah. So you're starting to see a lot of success, and that's only in a short amount of time. And so it seems like you're doing a lot of the right stuff. Can you get into a little bit more about some of the resources that you provide? Maybe specifically the new venture that you started up with the funding. How does that work? How's that going?
Yeah, well, maybe the biggest problem in Houston is our financing environment for early stage companies is really bleak. It's part of the culture. We're used to investing in oil and gas and real estate. And so investing in some like blockchain technology is not something that our investors are used to doing. So we've created Cannon Ventures. It's an angel investor network that is encouraging people to join and congregate regularly to hear pitches from startups in and outside the Cannon, but based in Houston. We help raise the money for them. So this next one, we actually, for whatever reason, we saw a lot of great sports technology startups and esports technology. And so this next event, September 27th, it's all focused on esports. It's our all-star sports tech pitch night. And we partnered with the Texans and the Astros and ESPN Radio. It'll be really cool. And we've got one company pitching called Seats, which is a it's an app for in-seat food and beverage delivery in stadiums. And I think they've got really strong founders, and we're going to raise them around a seed capital to get them going.
And so they're pitching for real money at this event.
It's real money. Money, real investors. Yeah.
Wow. And you got all the major sports teams here in Houston participating. So
yeah,
that's amazing. Great. Well, what one of the things we like to do is talk about thought leadership. We talked about children's books earlier, but do you have any reading, or doesn't have to necessarily be a book, that you recommend to entrepreneurs, startups?
Yeah, well, if you had asked me pre-canon, the books, I like to read a lot, and the books that I would have recommended now have shifted. I mean, pre-canon, it was sort of like, you know, pump up, self-help, get it going, productivity, and now it's like survival, stay sane. And that, so thematically, there's a shift from like, Seven Habits of Highly Effective Living and Dale Carnegie and 4-Hour Workweek and all that stuff to like 10% Happier by Dan Harris, which encourages you to just meditate a little bit so that you don't freak out and, and to declutter your mind.
Yeah.
Deep work is another one that's really great that is emphasizing the importance of deep work, of these periods of distraction-free focus for extended periods of time. If it's a multi-hours, fine, but if it can even be a couple days, that's even better, of just total isolation from like the constant noise and activity of daily life, so that you're not just like maintaining and putting band-aids on things, but you're actually able to like creatively produce new thoughts and synthesize the like the waterfall of information that's been bombarding you. So anyway, I've noticed that transition of reading material in the era of the canon.
Huh. Those are some great recommendations, neither of which have I read, and probably were more where I'm at in my startup too. That's good. And then another thing we like to ask about is any software or applications, things that have made your life better.
Well, I'm weird and I don't drive. I don't have a driver's license. I haven't driven in like over 5 years, and so I Uber or Lyft everywhere. So those apps are very, very
which
important.
Which is it? Whichever's cheaper?
Well, honestly, whichever's closer. And the nice thing is there's never really any moment where you can't get one in 5 minutes in Houston, no matter where you are. So, you know,
Rodeo is the exception.
Rodeo is the exception. There are exceptions, but I mean, you're screwed if you're driving to the rodeo. You're screwed if you're being driven to the rodeo. So
damned if you do, damned if you don't.
But that, so obviously, that's an important app. I also love Feedly, which is a news aggregator. I'm not a big news reader, but I feel like I have to like get something in, you know, so I can like not make a fool of myself during the day. So it's a nice way to skim through it.
Very good. Well, we like to find out what's next for the canon. So there's the big obvious, and then maybe get a little bit more detail about maybe the 5-year plan. Go 10? Can we go 10?
Well, let's go 10. Yeah. So there's sort of three categories. One is the build out of the space and the development of the campus. And so the build out of the space, you know, that's sort of 6 months out, and we'll pluck up this community, plop them in there when it's done, and then increasingly build out this entire campus to be a place where you can eat, work, live, and play. The second is Houston's so big that what we've started to do is create small satellite locations, the canon off campus. So we've got one and have opened it up in Rice Village, and one that will open up next month in the Post Oak Tanglewood area. And then a big warehouse in the Heights that we're building out into satellite locations for off-campus members of the canon, so that they can tap into our community, you know, if this isn't geographically convenient. So that's exciting. And then the third piece is Canon Ventures. We really want to grow this angel investor network as large as we possibly can, because there's sort of a generational effect to where entrepreneurs have success and they make some money, and then they turn around and they invest back into startups. And we don't have that yet. We need to grow up a whole generation of people who are used to investing in startups. And that's a big, exciting task we've got forward.
That's great. Awesome. It reminds me of, told you earlier, I play in a lacrosse team, and Houston lacrosse isn't very good, but now that the dads have played and then the next generation below us is coming up, now we're starting to get recruited by D1 schools, and it's kind of exciting.
Because they get their kids into it earlier and they know how to teach it better, and it's the same thing. There's a really powerful generational effect that actually right now is stunting our growth.
Well, we really appreciate what you do here in Houston for the startup community. Keep up the good work, young man. Can I call you a young man? How old are you?
Well, I just turned 29, so I don't know if you can do that anymore.
I'm still pretty young.
Happy birthday.
Maybe for one more year.
Not saying I'm that much older. But
but this is really terrific, and I know I speak for Laura and myself. We're real excited for this project to be completed, and I'm sure you guys will have a pretty good party for us to come to.
We will.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Well, the 1-year party will be November 5th, so stay tuned.
Yeah, okay. Mark your calendars.
The last one was pretty good.
It was.
That was a fun one.
So how do entrepreneurs find the canon? How do they find you online?
Yeah, well, I mean, Lawson Gao, it's a weird name, so if you search me on LinkedIn, I'll be the only one. And we are at the intersection of I-10 and the Beltway, and we've got a friendly staff ready to give tours whenever you want to stop by.
Awesome. And sure. Your website?
It is thecannonhouston.com, and then we've got cannonventureshouston.com.
Okay, and that's C-A-N-N-O-N.
That's right. The weapon, not the canonical meaning, or I guess singing in a round is a canon as well, but those are all one ends.
Yeah.
So,
thank you. Awesome. We got an English lesson today.
Yeah, there
too.
You go.
Very good. Well, Lawson, thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me.
Laura, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for coming. Y'all go out there and close some business.
Big Ideas Small Business. Central Texas
Rain's the strongest drink I've found. Thank you for listening to Big Ideas Small Business. Follow us at BISB Media and visit our website at www.bisbmedia.com.